has been inside the White House, danced on the world-famous Apollo stage, and been 10 feet away from lions, giraffes, and elephants in Africa. It's been busy. His key to success was winning the Nice Person Award in sixth grade.
All right.
That's true, that is true. Thank you. Should I go up there? Is that where I should be?
All right, let me go up there.
So, I got... So, on everybody's seats while I kind of get myself situated was our blog brainstormer. And I'm not going to make too much reference to it, but it's a handy tool for you guys to use for any of you who actively blog or know people who actively blog or people who inactively blog and aren't all that consistent. We actively use this worksheet to come up with blog article ideas for our clients. So I regularly hand out these worksheets. It's 27 different ideas. You can kind of read it on your own. It's a pretty simple concept. But I really don't want to talk about blogging. Or even social media, or even the internet for that matter. All of those are really means to an end. I want to give you a little bit of backstory of why we even do what we do. And when I stand up every day, or every week rather, and I talk about internet word of mouth marketing, what does that really mean, and how does this really fit into the context of it? So there are companies like Jones, for example, that does social media marketing. That's not really what we do. There are companies that, as you remember, like Reach Local, Driven Local, that does Google advertising, pay-per-click, the top and the right-hand side of Google. That's not what we do. Then there are companies that help companies get to the top of Google from a search engine optimization perspective. And that's not really what we do, but we affect that world and we affect the other two worlds as well. So what do we do with the internet? For us, the internet is just a means to an end. Inevitably, when someone recommends your name or you get a referral, one of the first things that they're doing to you and that we do to others when we're recommended to others is what?
Google.
We Google them. We check them out. We kind of do our due diligence to kind of see if this is the type of person that we want to do business with, and they're probably doing that to us, as well they should. Hopefully stuff comes up, and when someone Googles your name, and I definitely encourage you to Google your name and Google your company and practice name, see what comes up. Invariably, your website will come up. That's not really Google search engine optimization. That's much more on keywords. But when someone's Googling you because they've been recommended to you, what pops up? That's really where we start coming into the framework. For us, it's doing twofold. One, making sure that there is stuff backing you up so that people, when they are checking you out, they can get to know you, and it doesn't say copyright 2009 on the bottom of your website, and if you had a blog on your website, it doesn't say coming soon, or if you have LinkedIn, just happened to a new law firm we started on Monday. There's all sorts of broken links on the website, etc. So we're not a website development company, but there are about 150 separate tasks that we do during the first month of setup, which is all marketing infrastructure. And it's basically in four areas. All the things that we need to improve on the blog-oriented website. If our client doesn't have a blog, we're going to launch it for them on WordPress, if that means anything to anyone. Then we want to take a look at how are they utilizing their social media. Not from what Joan was talking about in terms of Pinterest or Yelp or TripAdvisor. Our clients, as I mentioned earlier, are predominantly three partner law firms and accounting firms. That's the vast majority. And we have about 75 clients around the country. There are about 11 people who work with me. So we're nationwide. I am not going home at night writing blog articles. Not my job. I'm basically the head salesperson, if you will. Doing a lot of seminars, talking about the value of how to use blogging from a word-of-mouth perspective. So in that 150 point checklist, we're taking a look at social media. We're also taking a look at the email newsletter, which means if you know anyone who's paying that $30 a month to MailChimp or Constant Contact or any of the email newsletter providers, but just don't have the time to actually send out an email, so they're just essentially flushing money down the toilet, I want to talk to them because obviously we help with that email newsletter. We are right now in the New York City area, the third largest value-added reseller and trainer for Constant Contact. So if you know anyone struggling with how to use Constant Contact, we get paid by Constant Contact to do training. So it's to my benefit to help people understand how to use Constant Contact. And maybe they need to use PhoneBlogger. Maybe they're not really appropriate in terms of the type of companies that we work with, because we're pretty much exclusively at this point with law firms and CPA firms. So what does word-of-mouth marketing have to do with the internet? So one aspect I mentioned is when people Google you. But the other aspect is prior to that, leading to new recommendations, leading to new referrals. One of my catchphrases is if you're out of sight, you're out of mind, you're out of those referrals. Another line, is how can you be recommended if you're not remembered? And the easiest way to think about that is think of, can you remember all the hundreds of people that you've emailed in the past 12 months? It's probably difficult to remember all those people. And if you can't remember them, and some of them are potential clients, how can they remember you? Hopefully they've got some cool keychain business card, but if you don't have a keychain business card, how are they remembering you on the spot at the right time and right moment? Either they need you, someone in their family and friends circles needs you, or one of their colleagues needs you. And I'm sure all of us have had the experience where you walk into a room, you see someone that you've known for years, but you hadn't seen them in a couple of months, and they're like, oh man, I wish I had known you, or I wish I remembered you last week, I just had someone that really needed you. And our heart sinks. I've known you for years. How can you forget about me? And maybe we say it, maybe we don't say it. And they're like, oh, okay, no, that's not a problem. It's a huge problem. So we need to be in the right place at the right time. The simplest way is through that email newsletter. But no one has the time to sit down and put together email newsletters, to write the articles for it, to edit it, to polish it, publish it on the website properly, for it to be eye-catchy, Google-friendly, as well as social media-friendly. And that's where we come in terms of writing and constructing those articles. That's why the blog brainstormer is important. So in terms of understanding how it is to affect your colleagues, another aspect of what we do, kind of the fourth leg of the three-legged stool that we do, blogging, LinkedIn, email newsletters. The fourth part of internet word-of-mouth marketing that we're helping with is what we call cross-promotion. He's had enough. Tom Hawk's enough. So the fourth leg is what we call cross-promotion. So once we get a drumbeat going, once you're starting to do the blogging and your LinkedIn and your email newsletter on a consistent basis, now it gives you the opportunity to be more strategic. Meaning, once you've got the basics down, now we can step it up and amp it up. And that's really exciting. It's really relatively new for us. If you think about it right now, it's one of the projects that we're doing with each one of our clients and integrating into PhoneBlogger. And I would love for each one of you to just do it for yourself. Take out an Excel spreadsheet or a Google spreadsheet as we do, and literally write down who are the specific names of people who recommended clients or customers to you and to your business or to your practice. Literally by name, by email address, and by profession. Most likely that won't exceed maybe 20. And we've all heard of maybe the 80-20 rule, that 20% of the people that you know lead to 80% of your business. And literally, it's actually more severe. It's usually 10% leads to 90%. That short list is very valuable. These are the VIP influencers who have actively recommended cases to you in the past year, maybe 2 years at most. That's vital. Now you can make a second list of the people that you recommend on a regular basis to your clients. These are resources to your practice, both of whom are opportunities for you to do some cross-marketing and cross-promotion. Now of that list, maybe there are only 20 people max on that list. What are they doing in their marketing? Are they blogging? Do they have a LinkedIn presence? Do they have an email newsletter that they're sending out on a regular basis? Is there an opportunity to now swap articles where you're not buying their email list, you're not cold calling their list, but rather you're being introduced warmly through their email newsletter because they have a link to one of your articles from your blog. And you're, quid pro quo, tit for tat, returning the favor. And having them basically, having one of their articles in your email newsletter. That article swap concept is pretty cool because now you're being introduced to a whole new population in a warm introduction and developing a more tighter relationship with either those who recommend you or those who you recommend to. And that personal referral circle is a pretty exciting opportunity. There are other things that you could do in terms of cross-promotion. One of the things that we're doing with our clients right now, and I'll end with this and take any questions, is I'm going to be launching a new YouTube podcast show called Best Practices. And it's going to debut in May. We have three shows right now scheduled. And the concept is really for our clients to talk about a client success story and also invite one of their referral circle partners, one of their colleagues, to also share a client success story. Now, it's not going to be on video in terms of a camera, but it is going to be a teleconference, which we do all day long. We audio record the interviews, and that's how we go from phone to blog. So for you to hop on a teleconference with a colleague, you talk 3-4 minutes about a client success story, he or she shares a client success story that's somewhat related to what you do. By nature it is, because you guys recommend clients to each other. Well, now we can audio record that, sync it with PowerPoint slides with their photo, their contact information, bullet points of what the two of you are saying, and we could turn that into a voice over video for YouTube. Not only taking advantage of the YouTube network, but also taking advantage, quite frankly, of the novelty of being on YouTube and taking advantage of that content marketing. So in short, It's basically using the internet, using email marketing, blogging, YouTube, all these types of platforms in a creative way to help people remember you and share you with new people. That's the process of internet-based word-of-mouth marketing. Thank you, everybody.